left, Chandler Burks. On the right, Anthony Gore. We'll open up for questions.
Chandler, when it was, talked to Coach about on the goal line plays, the two drives. What did you see? What did you see why it didn't get in? What you think the issue was going into that?
First of all, credit to Liberty and that coaching staff and the defense. They bowed the necks down there, and we as an offense, that's something that we got to work on as a unit. And they were more efficient once we got in the red zone. That's something we're gonna go back on Monday, look at, fix, and don't let it happen again, because that's crucial in the game.
Chandler, you did a bulk of the running today on offense. Can you talk about what it was you saw from their defense that didn't allow you to get in the hands of the running backs?
They got some athletes out there on their defensive side, really twitchy guys. What they like to do is they like to play around, play in space. That's something that we have to take advantage of at times. We have to, take what they give us. When those opportunities do come, when they allow us to get it outside and get it to our guys that can run, we got to go make those plays. They made more plays than we did tonight.
Anthony, your defensive line was kind of outmanned by an average of about 70 pounds from their offensive line across. You made a number of tackles for loss, but it seemed like when they needed to run the ball in the fourth quarter, they were able to start getting some momentum. Was this a case where they just kind of wore you down, or did they hit you on a couple of matchups?
Give full credit to Liberty. They just came out and executed better than we did. And I think we looked at film and we seen everything that we seen on film. They just executed better than us. It wasn't them outpowering us. We just executed. We missed assignments. We didn't play Kennesaw football.
And can you talk about what it was like going up against them, knowing that they could do so much both in the run game and in the pass game, just as a defender? What was your mentality, especially on some of those third and shorts, knowing that it could come from either way?
Coach Newberry tries to put us in the best situation as possible, and he knows we can play good defense as long as we do our job. And it's an 11-man game, so as long as everyone is doing their job, then we shouldn't have a problem. We just have a lot of miscues.
Jason, did you have two big runs today, some big runs? What did you see today? What was your perspective from the game today?
I feel like, going against their defense, it was a good defense, but at the same time, I still feel like we just left too much out there on the field as an offensive unit. Like, we was on the 1 yard line twice, and we couldn't get it in, and that's just on us. I feel like we just left too much out there.
Justin, you had a number of big games last year. Kind of struggled to get that rhythm this year a little bit. Looked like you really got into a flow tonight. I know it's a disappointing loss, but just to get in there and make some big plays, how did you feel about doing that tonight? And do you think this is going to help you going forward?
Last year, I got off to a better start than this year. This year, a lot more teams, they kind of keyed in on me a lot more. So it kind of took me a little minute to get going. But in big games, you just got to find a way to make plays in big games. And every game from here on out, is a big game. And I got to find a way to make plays. And everybody else on the offense got to find a way to make plays. So as an offensive unit, we just got to find a way to make plays and get the job done.
During the week, Coach mentioned how this was a pretty big game for all you guys. You were all pretty amped up for it. Can you talk about how you bounced back from this loss and go about the rest of the season knowing there's still five more games of football?
Well, this game's over with. We're going to come in on Monday. We're going to watch the film. We're going to learn from it. And then we're moving on to the next one. Our philosophy here is, we're going to win the day. We're going to go 1-0 each week. And that's our mindset going in after Monday. We're gonna fix what we our mistakes that we had here tonight, and then move on. We got Gardner Webb, you know, away, and that's something that we're gonna move forward to. We're gonna go look for that next W.
Yeah, I mean, just like Chandler said, it's over with, you know, and that's just the way we go about our business, you know, win or lose, you know. After 24 hours, the game is over with, and we gotta look to the next opponent and get ready for next week.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's over with. We just gotta come out next week, and bounce back, get a win, get this loss off us.
Anything else? All right, fellas, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Good time, guys.